Madeira, the Atlantic's most overlooked island. A Portuguese island with black volcanic beaches, mountain views, and a history that is inextricably linked to the Atlantic trade routes. Madeira sits in the Atlantic Ocean, around 1,000 kilometers southwest of mainland Portugal, and about 600 kilometers from the African coast. It is technically in the middle of the ocean, geographically speaking, but it does not feel isolated when you arrive. The island is lush and dramatic, distinctly European in the way that Portuguese territories tend to be. It is comfortable and well-organized, possessing the particular quality of a place that has been inhabited and shaped by people for centuries without being in any hurry to modernize itself completely. The island was discovered by Portuguese sailors in the early 15th century and quickly became a vital stop for ships traveling between Europe, Africa, and the Americas. This history of trade and exploration is still visible today in the architecture and the diverse botanical life that covers the island. For any visitor, Madeira offers a quiet reset, the kind of destination where you can spend a day without urgency and still come away feeling like the time was well used. The geography of Funchal. Funchal is the capital of Madeira and the primary point of entry for most visitors. The city is built into a natural amphitheater, with the harbor at the base and residential neighborhoods climbing steeply up the surrounding hills. This verticality is one of the defining features of the city, providing excellent views from almost any elevated point. The city center is concentrated around the waterfront and the historic Sé district. Here, the streets are paved with traditional Portuguese calçada, a mosaic of black and white stones that forms intricate patterns. As you move away from the water, the terrain becomes much more challenging. Understanding the steepness of the city is essential for planning your movement, as a distance that looks short on a map may involve a significant climb in reality. Logistics and navigation. Madeira is a well-developed island with modern infrastructure, making it relatively easy to explore even if you only have a single day. Walking. Funchal is very walkable in its central lower areas. Most of the major historic sites, markets, and shops are within a small radius. However, if you plan to visit the higher districts like Monte, walking is not recommended for most people due to the extreme incline. Public transit and taxis. The local bus system in Funchal is reliable and covers most of the island. Taxis are also plentiful and operate with regulated meters. For those looking to go beyond the city limits to see the natural wonders of the island, hiring a taxi for a half day or full day is a common and efficient option. One of the most iconic ways to move around Funchal is the cable car system. The main line runs from the seafront up to the parish of Monte. It provides a smooth, scenic 10-minute journey that saves you an exhausting climb and offers a panoramic view of the harbor and the red-tiled roofs of the city. Exploring the districts of Funchal, to understand the character of Madeira, it is worth spending time in a few different areas of the capital. The Old Town, Zona Velha. This is the oldest part of Funchal, dating back to the first settlements on the island. In recent years, the area has undergone a transformation through the Painted Doors project, where local artists have turned the doors of historic buildings into works of art. The narrow cobblestone streets are now home to many small restaurants and galleries. The Sé district. This central area is dominated by the Funchal Cathedral, which features a beautiful ceiling made of local cedar wood and ivory. It is a busy commercial area where traditional shops sit alongside modern cafes. It is the best place to observe the daily life of the city. Monte. Perched high above the city, Monte feels like a different world. The air is cooler, and the vegetation is even more lush. It is home to the Monte Palace Tropical Garden and the Church of Our Lady of Monte. This district has historically been a retreat for the wealthy, and many of the grand old estates, or quintas, are still visible in the surrounding hills. Cultural and historical sites. Mercado dos Lavradores, Farmer's Market, one of the most vibrant spots in Funchal. The market is housed in a building from 1940, that combines Art Deco and modernist architecture. Inside, you will find a massive display of local fruits, vegetables, and flowers, as well as a dedicated fish market in the back. It is important to note that the market is closed on Sundays and closes early on Saturdays, so planning your visit for a weekday is best. Blandy's Wine Lodge. Madeira wine is famous worldwide for its unique production process, where the wine is intentionally heated and oxidized. Blandy's has been a family-run business for 7 generations and offers tours of its historic lodge in the center of Funchal. The tour provides a deep look into the history of the wine trade and allows you to see the ancient barrels where the wine is aged for decades. The Monastery of Santa Clara. This 15th-century convent is a national monument and offers a quiet escape from the busy city streets. It features beautiful hand-painted tiles and a peaceful cloister. It provides a window into the religious history of the island and the lives of the nuns who lived there for centuries. Unique island experiences. The Monte Toboggan Ride. This is perhaps the most famous tourist activity in Madeira. From the bottom of the steps at Monte, you can take a ride in a wicker sledge guided by 2 men in traditional white uniforms and straw hats. The sledges slide down the steep public streets on wooden runners, using rubber-soled boots as brakes. It is a tradition that dates back to the 19th century, when it was a legitimate form of public transport for residents of Monte. The Botanical Gardens. Because of its subtropical climate, almost anything will grow in Madeira. The Madeira Botanical Garden houses thousands of plant species from all over the world. The garden is arranged in terraces and offers some of the most famous views of Funchal. It is accessible via a second cable car from Monte or by bus from the city center. Cabo Girão. Located a short drive west of Funchal, this is one of the highest sea cliffs in Europe. A glass skywalk has been installed at the top, allowing you to look directly down at the small patches of cultivated land at the base of the cliff, 580 meters below. There is a small entry fee for visitors over the age of 12. Nature and the coastline. Madeira is a volcanic island, which means its natural beaches are made of black sand or dark volcanic pebbles. These offer a striking visual contrast to the deep blue of the Atlantic. Natural swimming pools. In many places along the coast, the volcanic rock has formed natural basins that are filled by the tide. The most famous of these are in Porto Moniz on the north coast, but there are also excellent seawater pools in Funchal and Ribeira Brava. These provide a safe and unique way to swim in the ocean without dealing with the strong Atlantic currents. The Levada Walks. The interior of the island is crisscrossed by a network of irrigation channels known as levadas. These were built over centuries to bring water from the rainy north to the drier south. Today, the maintenance paths alongside them form an incredible network of hiking trails. These walks range from easy flat strolls to challenging mountain treks, taking you through ancient laurel forests that are protected as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Practical considerations. The weather in Madeira is often described as eternal spring, but it can be highly localized. It might be sunny in Funchal, while the mountains are covered in thick fog. If you are planning a trip to the interior or the north coast, it is wise to carry a light waterproof jacket. The currency is the euro, and English is widely spoken in the tourist areas of Funchal. While the island is very safe, it is always a good idea to follow standard travel precautions. Prices are generally lower than in major northern European cities, making it a relatively affordable destination for dining and local products. Finally, do not leave without trying the local food. Aside from the famous wine, the island is known for espada, black scabbard fish, often served with banana, and espetada, which is beef grilled on laurel skewers. The local bread, bolo do caco, is served warm with garlic butter and is found nearly everywhere. Madeira is a destination that offers a high level of aesthetic and physical comfort. It is a place that feels established and confident in its own identity. Whether you are gliding down a hill in a wicker basket, walking along an ancient irrigation channel, or simply enjoying a glass of wine in a historic cellar, the island provides a sense of continuity and peace that is difficult to find elsewhere. Madeira is the kind of destination that stays with you long after you leave. It is a place where the mountains meet the sea in a way that makes the rest of the world feel very far away.